Today, we'd like to see the title of old love in Book of Romans chapter 13, verses 1 to 14. To online words people on the earth, we'd like to suggest three questions. Question 1, in verse 5, therefore, you must be subject, not only because of wrath, but also for conscience' sake. Could we explain conscience's sake with an example? Question 2, in verse 8. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law. To whom do we, as the household of God, owe love? And could we pay off the debt during our life? And how come he who loves another has fulfilled the law? Last question 3 in verse 11. And do this knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. What does it mean? And how can we apply it to our life? In church history, disciple Paul, the author of this book of Romans, was martyred, historically beheaded, by a Roman emperor, probably Nero, while Peter, also the author of the First Peter and Second Peter, was martyred, historically crucified upside down by a Roman emperor, probably Nero. Verse 1, let every soul be subject to the government authorities. Let be obedient. Government authority, which meaning in the world, such as tax law, speed limit law. Titus chapter 3, verse 1, disciples sent a letter to Titus, the bishop, remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work. Disciples also suggest to Titus be subject to the rulers and authorities. Also, Peter, the first Peter, chapter 2, verse 17, Peter also sent to scattered Christians, honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king, honor the earthly king. So also, disciple Peter suggests us, the born-again Christian, to be obedient to earthly king as well. So, because there is no authority except from God, so all authority comes from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God, or ordained by God, or approved by God, or allowed by God. So, verse 2, therefore, whoever resists the authority or power resists the ordinance of God, because the authority is appointed by God, therefore you resist the government authority, that means you are resist God's ordinance, God's order. Those who resist will bring judgment or damnation on themselves. So that is verse 3. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be afraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have a praise from the same. So the government officers or rulers do not punish for good works, such as the works to keep a law, but to evil, but to the work to violate a law shall be punished. So do you want to be unafraid of the authority? If you keep the law, you don't fear of the officers in the authority. Do what is good, and you will have a praise from the same. That means if you keep the law, you would receive commendation, recognition, honor from the same ruler or officers. First of all, for he is God ministered to you, the ruler or officer in the authority is God's minister or God's servant, because the authority is given by God. To you for good, to keep the law. If you do evil, be afraid. If you violate the law, you would be afraid of the ruler or officer. He is God's minister. The ruler is God's minister or God's servant. An avenger exacts wrath on him who practices evil. So which meaning the ruler or officer is an executor of punishment or wrath upon evildoer or wrongdoer or violator. For example, 80 miles car driver in the 60 miles speed limit zone on highway. So he would get ticket by highway patrol. 120 kilometers car driver in the 100 kilometer speed limit zone. Also, he will receive the speed ticket by policeman. Verse 5, therefore, you must be subject, you must obey the government authorities, such as keep tax law. Why? Not only because of the wrath, not only because of the ruler's punishment or fine, but also for conscience's sake. Here, for spiritual conscience's sake, or for spiritual consciousness' sake. For example, if the government authority is a conflict with spiritual conscience's sake or God's authority, so you should disobey government authority, because government authority is against the spiritual conscience sake or gospel authority. For example, you must call the Roman emperor as the Lord, or you will be subject to death penalty. Don't preach gospel, or be subject to imprisonment. Worship idols, or be put in the burning fiery furnaces. Even Paul's death penalty, Peter's death penalty, Daniel's three friends put in burning fiery furnaces. So all of them disobeyed the government authority. They disobeyed the government authorities because for spiritual conscience's sake. Therefore, we as children of God must be subject to government authorities unless the authorities are against spiritual conscience or consciousness or God's authority. For example, Book of Acts chapter 5 verse 29 is the city official that commanded to Peter other apostles, don't preach gospel. But Book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 29, Peter and the other apostles answered, said, we ought to obey God rather than man. Also, Daniel's three friends, Daniel, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, that at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre and psaltery and symphony with all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the gold image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast immediately into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Verse 17. If that is the case, Daniel's three friends answer, if that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and God will deliver us from your hands, O King Nebuchadnezzar. But if not, let it be known to you, O King, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image against you, which you have set up. Why the early Christian, like apostles and Daniel's three friends, chose death penalty rather than obeying to government authority? Because Jesus said, Matthew chapter 5, verses 11, 12, blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Because their reward in heaven was great, is great. That's why they chose death penalty for their own spiritual conscience's sake. So, for so, they persecuted the prophets who were before you. So, our forefather believers also were persecuted for every conscience's sake, the spiritual sake. Then, verse 6, for because of this, you also pay taxes or tribute. You should pay government tax, you know, income tax, for they are God's minister. They are God's servants, attending continually to this very thing, because they are such as tax officers are appointed, ordained, or allowed by God. Verse 7, render therefore to all their due. Give to all duly rulers or officers taxes, such as taxes or tributes whom taxes are due, customs to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Each duly ruler or officer, such as a tax to tax collector, custom to a custom collector at the airport base, fear or reverence or great respect to, like Abraham Lincoln, also honor to George Washington, you know, former government officer, you know, the president. Verse 8, owe no one anything except to love one another. Don't owe anything, such as a credit card, mortgage, beyond your ability to pay duly. But you may use a credit card, or you may pose a mortgage on your house within the ability to pay duly. But love one another, because we owe Jesus' love unlimitedly through Jesus' death with bloodshed for our sins. We can pay back to others with that love, the fruit of the Spirit, the debt, but the debt not payable off during our life. So therefore, every minister, every including pastor, missionary, is motivation, Jesus' love, not in a motivation of money, you know, certain advantage, no such thing, you know, medical insurance or whatever thing. Yeah. Because 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14, 15, for the love of Christ compels us. Disciple and Timothy sent a letter to Corinthian Christians The love of Christ compels us, meaning disciple Paul, apostle Timothy, likely teaching elder or pastor, compels us because the love of Christ is a compelling motive, disciple Paul, to minister for God and to his ship. Because we judge thus, and that if one died for all, then all died. Because the first Adam sinned, so we are all died in sin. So when Jesus was crucified, we also died with Christ on the cross, and he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves. So we live again with Jesus' resurrection. Now we should not live for ourselves, rather than but for Jesus, who died for them and rose again. So therefore, every Christian ought to Christ. But even if we love a neighbor, so but the debt owed to Jesus Christ is not payable during our life. So he who loves another has fulfilled the law, because the death law in verse 9 in the commandments, that is the second stone of the Ten Commandments, are summed up in to love another, as follows, verse 9. For the commandment is the Ten Commandments, is the second part. First part is do not put any God, you know, before God, any idols before God. Second, don't make any idols. Third one is don't make a blaspheme God's name. Fourth is Sabbath, keep Sabbath day. But fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, that is a relationship with neighbors. Here, you shall not commit adultery, that's the seventh commandment. You shall not murder, that's the sixth commandment. You shall not steal, that's eighth commandment. You shall not bear false witness, that's the ninth commandment. You shall not covet, that's the tenth commandment. And if there is any other commandment, left the fifth commandment, honor your father and your mother. Deuteronomy chapter 5, 16 up to 21. So then all summed up in this saying, also briefly comprehended in this, so briefly understood in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. So if you love your neighbor as yourself, you fulfilled all six commandments. That means love God supremely and love your neighbor as yourself. Matthew chapter 22, verse 37, verse 40. Jesus said to lawyer, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophet, or this two commandment is summed up all the law and the prophet. Romans chapter 8, verse 4, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the spirit. So, which meaning, in order to the law fulfillment is we should live according to the spirit, not, you know, according to the flesh. Also, Ephesians, Romans chapter 3, verse 31, do we then make void the law through faith? Certainly not. Absolutely not. On the contrary, we establish the law. So basically, if we live according to spirit and by faith, the law will be fulfilled. The law will be fulfilled. Then verse 10, love does no harm to a neighbor. In scripture, love is an opposite sense of harm here. Also, another opposite sense of hate. Then, therefore, love is a fulfillment of the law. If you love another, you do not murder, you do not commit adultery, you do not steal, you do not bear false witness, you do not covet another. If you love parents, you would honor them. So therefore, verse 10, love does not harm a neighbor. Verse 11, and do this knowing the time. Here knowing the time, which means the time of Jesus' return in heaven, then now it is a high time to awake out of sleep. So nobody knows the time except God, so that Jesus may return at any time. We expect Jesus' return at any time, keeping blameless life, pure life, not deeply involved in the material things of this world, but lightly involved for necessity. Matthew chapter 24, verse 36, but of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. So therefore, Jesus coming again in heaven at any time. So we can live blameless. We are being sanctified, just like close to the image of Jesus Christ. So it is a very time to wake out of a spiritual sleep, because now our salvation is nearer or is closer than when we first believed it. What does it mean? Now our ultimate salvation, which means when we meet Christ in heaven, that's ultimate salvation. That's called as glorification, or meeting Jesus in heaven is closer than regeneration, when we first believe it, or conversion, or justification, or positional salvation. So that one, Bible indicates salvation, three types of salvation. When first time believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, Savior, that you call is positional salvation, or regeneration, conversion, or justification. Then during life on earth, that's called sanctification, daily more likely Jesus' image. That's called progressive salvation. Yeah. Then is the last one, when we meet Christ in heaven by either rapture or by physical death. That's called glorification. Yeah. That's called ultimate salvation. So here, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, ultimate salvation. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, fully, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body, including body, this body made by heaven, be prepared blameless or incorruptible, because physical body incorruptible, but the body made by heaven incorruptible, blameless, when? At the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So at the time when we met Jesus Christ in heaven, Jesus coming again, that time is we are spirit and soul immediately present with the Lord, but our body also immediately changed by heaven when Jesus coming. But during our life, Jesus is not coming yet. That time is at the time physical death. Our spirit and soul only immediately present with the Lord. Our physical body go into the grave, into corruptible. But until Jesus is coming again in heaven, so that time is the body, new body, you know, made by heaven. That's talking about 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, last verses. Then is verse 12. The night is far spent. The night meaning the present evil time, far spent. Already the time, today is a lot of it's evil thing. Tomorrow we have Lakewood Hospital Bible study. So I prepared for a certain book. Today is even evangelical Christian, about 40% do not believe the Bible, absolute truth.
Yeah.
But that's so sad, because they believe in relative truth, and kind of relative truth meaning depending upon circumstances, you know. So, you know, our God's word, you know, so that's so sad, you know, that kind of. The night is a fast span. Today is a really evil time, is so much evil. Today is at hand, which means the time of Jesus' return in heaven is close. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness. Here, works as important as heart. For example, hatred heart may lead to murder. Works. Envy may lead to strife. Lust may lead to adultery or rape, and so on. And let us put on the armor of light. Disciple Ephesians said, let us put on the armor of the whole armor of God. Whole armor of God. The truth, and better truth, the righteousness is a breastplate, gospel shoes, face shield, salvation helmet, the word of God is the sword of spirit, that one. And the prayer needed to be fully equipped in the spiritual battle against the power of darkness. That one, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13 up to 18, says so. So here on the armor of light, but Ephesians disciples said the armor over God, the whole armor of God. Verse 13, let us walk properly or honestly, as because our the Lord is truth, so no dishonesty, so truth, honestly as in the day. In the day, which meaning overcoming again in heaven, Jesus coming again in heaven, not in revelry. Revelry, which is rioting or violence and fighting. And drunkenness such as partying, lewdness, trembling, that is illicit sex. And lust, wantonness. Lust may lead to adultery or rape. Not in strife and envy. Envy may lead to strife. Verse 14, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Let Jesus Christ, the Lord, you or lead you. And make no provision for the flesh. So don't give it a room, or don't give it a curiosity, or don't give it an inch for the flesh. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22, disciple said, abstain from every form of evil. So don't give even an inch for the flesh. Here, to fulfill its lust. Its lust may be fulfilled by adultery or rape, and so on. Okay, let's see each question in brief. In verse 5, therefore you must be subject You must be obedient, not only because of wrath, but also for conscience sake. Could we explain conscience sake with an example? This one, we must be obedient to God's authority, because if we disobey, it's government authority, so government will punish us.
Yeah.
But sometimes government authority is against our spiritual conscience sake. That time we should obey God. So we might be subject to death penalty or imprisonment,
yeah,
such as Apostle Peter denied to call a Roman emperor as the Lord. Also, disciple Paul refused to call a Roman emperor as the Lord because they believe the Lord is Jesus Christ alone. So also Daniel's three friends denied to worship idols or Nebuchadnezzar, you know, set up an idol image, refusing it, yeah, even if they were cast into the burning, fiery furnace. So in that example, question two in verse 8, owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law. To whom do we as the household of God owe love? To Jesus Christ. So, and could we pay off the debt during our life, the debt which is the debt owed to Jesus Christ? No, impossible. So we could not pay off the debt owed to the Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ gave everything, you know, from God, you know, he gave his life and everything. So so how come he who loves another had fulfilled the law? Because disciple verse 9 explaining, the second table over 10 commandments, relationship with neighbor or Lord, shall not murder, shall not adultery, commit adultery, or not steal, also is a copy, false witness, you know, honor your parents, and, you know, all things, sum up, love another. That's why fulfilled the law which meaning the second table over the Ten Commandments, plus relevant laws as well. So if you love another, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not commit murder, or you shall not lie or false witness, covet, so everything. If you love your parents, obviously you will honor your parents rather than abandon, you know, your parents. Question 3 in verse 11. And do this, knowing the time, then now it is a high time to wake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. What does it mean? The time, which means the time of Jesus' return in heaven, now is a very time to awake out of a spiritual sleep. For now our salvation is nearer, is closer than when we first believed. So our ultimate salvation, our glorification, or our meeting Jesus in heaven is closer than we first believed, which meaning when we, our conversion time, our regeneration time, first position salvation. So how can we apply it to our life? Our life, we should live by faith according to the Spirit, in anticipation of Jesus' return at any time, at any time, at any time.
Yeah.
That way we can apply. Let's just sing song all together, the last song on bulletin. Please note this online word for global crusade in effect, developers from sermon into spiritual transformation into the image of Christ in daily fellowship. with the Lord throughout Bible study and discipleship. We think that any human opinion is not really important rather than what God says. So the best commentary on the Bible is the Bible per se. But the opinions to make us understand God's word have been accepted in light of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. Thank you, everybody. Come to Jesus. Whoever believes in Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior have a daily fellowship with our Lord. Our Lord is a favorite to a donation method rather than to a commercial business method in His church, because our God is pleased to see our heart to love the just God in loving relationship or fellowship rather than a legal relationship under a bond agreement of the business. So the donation, tithes, and offerings must be rooted from free will or a cheerful heart, not be forced, flattered, or grudged. In Luke chapter 11, verse 42, and Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1. Here is an opportunity to lay up your treasure in heaven. In light of Matthew chapter 6, verse 20, through your cheerful donation, in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, to call Calvary Chapel and Anaheim Hills. Mail to car, P.O. Box 27693, Anaheim Hills, California 92809, USA. With by personal check or a company check, cashier check, or a money order issued to car. Or with testamentary will, deed of land, or bill of sale for car, other assets, to beneficiary car. Number two method, donation wire transfer to car. Through wire routing transit number 12200247, online account number 63141318782, and international SWIFT BICWFBIUS number 6S. Any donation by person or company is a tax deductible in USA. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 21, and Luke chapter 12, verse 34. Car is never dependent upon donations, but upon our Lord alone. How about the car? Calvary Chapel, Anaheim Hills car, His church, never thinks that it is not unsuccessful because it is seeking to become a loving church like Philadelphia rather than Laodicean church in Revelation chapter 3, verse 10 and 17. And that every ship is seeking to be called a good and faithful servant, being present with the Lord in Matthew chapter 25, verses 21 through 23. But anyone has not attained the success or the perfect pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. In light of Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 up to 14. Car is indigent, but is rich toward God. Luke chapter 12, verse 21. Because every quarter donation has been spent for nearly equally between local members, modalities, and those reaching outside the church, sodalities. Car, as a global church, has been ministering as to the Lord through not only this online word for global crusade, but also addict healing ministry, ASAP medical mission, biblical marital counseling, car pressure, Bible study in English, Farsi, Korean, Spanish, and Tagalog. And homeless ministry, Jewish education for Christ, many mission fields, about 20 fields, and the veteran ministry. By any donation, you can designate a particular ministry or a particular country in the mission fields. For details, you may check calvarychapelanaheimhills.com or mobile website m.calvarychapelanaheimhills.com or ccanaheimhills.com or calvarychapelanaheimhills.org. New book was published, Liberty from Capitalism, Daily Fellowship with Our Lord. Available at Amazon.com. Thanks and God bless.